Norwalk's Animal World has been brought to you by Wysong, the thinking person's pet food.
Expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
Been there, done that? It's time for a change.
Hi, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're the hosts of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference.
If you're ready to engage life, expand consciousness, and ride the wave rather than be bowled over by the incredible changes that are upon us, then join us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. on KKNW 1150 AM or 98.9 HD3 or ConsciousTalk.net, where together we'll forge the new human being.
I'm Joy Turner, host of Talk With Your Animals, now on Thursdays at 1 p.m. I take your calls and talk with your animal companions about anything you'd like to know from them. You can also talk with your loved ones, both human and animals, on the other side. Tune in to Talk With Your Animals Thursdays at 1 with me, Joy Turner. Thanks for listening.
Hi, this is Julie Forbes. Join me on Wednesday afternoons from 2 to 3 p.m. for the Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. Listen to discussions on dog-related topics and call in to voice your opinion or ask my opinion about your dog. We will talk about everything from dog behavior to pet food to dog training programs and prisons. The Dog Talk Show, an evolved perspective on life with dogs. I'm your host, Julie Forbes. Tune in Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on Alternative Talk 1150.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Now wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue, now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
The following hour of Martha Norwalk's Animal World is brought to you by Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy, healthy pets.
Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, you can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the Internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got Internet access. Now, the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website, and click on Listen Live again. That will bring up the instructions that you need to stream the show. And now, if you'd like to share this show or any other edition of Animal Worlds with someone you know, and they can't listen live, then you can listen to the archive shows on the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. On the homepage, there's a link to the audio archives. You just click on that. And then you can listen to any of the past shows that you like at your leisure and at your time preference. All right. Now, you can be in touch with Animal World while we're on the air in a few different ways. And you may want to do this now because it is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, and we're going to get back to that very, very shortly. Phone lines are open, and we're happy to entertain your animal and or human medical care questions. I have to tell both Dr. Al and Sandy we have a follow-up email from Norma from England, so we'll get to that shortly as well. But anyone else that would like to talk to Dr. Al, you're welcome to give us a call. It's also a good reason to call is because the Animal World Prize Closet is open today, and we have copies of Ann Martin's book, Food, pets die for. And if you would like a copy for free, give Sandy a call. Now our local number is 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. If you're out of our long distance or out of our local calling range, the toll-free long distance line is 888-298-KKNW, which translates to 1-888-298-5569. Now, if you prefer to communicate with us via email, you can do what Norma's doing from England, and that's send your emails to our live email address. Very simple, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. animalworldlive@hotmail.com. It's just that if you have a question or a comment for today's guest, make sure you get it in soon enough in this hour that we have time to deal with it. If you send it in the last 5 minutes, it ain't going to happen. All right. Now, you can also be in touch with Animal World by going through the Animal World website, which is www.marthanorwalk.com. There's a lot of great information for you there. Links to all of our sponsors and advertisers and their websites on the homepage, to the audio archives on the homepage. There you can click on current events, get all the great stuff there. Of Interest has a lot of other great stuff there. Our shelters link has all kinds of shelters and rescues and sanctuaries listed. And you can also contact Martha through the Contact Martha link. That will send me an email to my home office computer. Or you can address your own email program to Martha Light, L-I-G-H-T, at AOL.com. Now, as an animal behavior therapist and trainer, that's what I do to earn a living when I'm not here on the radio. I am happy to work with you and your animal friends. I don't work via email. You certainly can contact me that way and send me a history of what's going on. But the best way to get a hold of me, especially now because I'm real busy getting my house sold and preparing to move and all that good stuff, bug my voicemail. I literally mean bug my voicemail. You can't call me too much because the squeaky wheel gets the grease. And if I can make one phone call, whoever has called the most times is going to get the first phone call. So you can reach me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling. The number is 206-525-2016. That's 206-525-2016. If you're submitting a current events item, please do so via email. Much easier to get to my webmaster that way. And if for some reason you need to post something to Animal World, the mailing address is Animal World 4012, 41st Avenue Northeast, Seattle, Washington 98105. Now, if you want to get a hold of Sandy, you can do so via her website, which is www.animalnature.com, animalnature.com, or you can call her at 206-200-6536. That's 206-200-6536. And then, of course, if you want more of Gary Hill, you can listen to him on Monday evenings here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150 at Sports Tangle at 8 to 9 p.m. And I believe the website is that sportstangle.com, right, Gare?
Mm-hmm.
All right. And they'll probably be talking something other than stamp collecting, I'm sure, on Monday evening. I have no idea what they will be talking about, but it'll be something of interest.
Possibly.
Gary doesn't seem to care at the moment, so possibly, whatever. Okay, now, if you want more information about Dr. Al, his website, www.drpleckner.com, Dr. Pleckner, that's P-L-E-C-H-N-E-R.com. You can get all kinds of great information off of Dr. Al's website. You can also order your own copy of his book, Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, or the Human Compendium of Articles on the same subject. He also gave us a couple of other websites that are now up and running, healthypetnetwork.org, and healthypetnetwork.net. Healthypetnetwork.org and healthypetnetwork.net. All right. I think that covers the bases there. So let's see, Dr. Al, are you still with me?
Yeah, still here.
All right. and there's that sneeze maybe again. Oh, didn't do it in time. It's not. I have to remember to look at the light before I tell you I'm going to sneeze. Because that seems that delay didn't work. Okay. Now, let's see. We have heard from Norma again from across the pond. because we've been talking about her Basset Hound and the eye problems and intestinal problems. I think before I read you the follow-up email, Dr. Al, we should cover the basics about what this endocrine immune imbalance is. So for anybody that's listening and doesn't understand, and I think it will then relay to the answer to Norma's follow-up email. And you kind of like the way I describe it.
No, I love it.
So we'll just go through it quickly. And basically, this is, as you talk about, this is really all about hormones.
I wish you would email me exactly what you say. I love it.
You want me to write
I would love to put it on the website because a lot of people don't understand me because who knows? I've lived with this too many years, and I'm not.
Well, yeah, to you, know it inside out, upside down, and backwards. But those of us, there are many, of course, that are just hearing about it now. At any rate, we know that this imbalance applies to dogs, cats, horses, and humans. And you've also worked with some other kind of animals, wildlife
big
and zoo animals,
yeah, a lot of stuff, yeah.
As well. So it isn't specific to any one type. It's anything pretty much that's alive.
Kind of a universal, yeah, mammal thing.
Yeah, and what really is going on is that for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not producing. Oh, and I should say to start with, you can either be born with this; it's a genetic thing, or it can be acquired during life sometime because of a stress or toxic exposure, or one can move into it simply as a result of growing old. Now, what it's all about is that for whatever reason, the adrenal glands are either not putting out enough natural cortisol, or the cortisol that is being produced is defective in some way, so the body doesn't recognize it and respond to it appropriately. Because of the lower defective cortisol, the inner layer of the adrenal gland starts making estrogen. And herein lies the problem, because this is what has been kind of missed, so to speak, by human and veterinary medicine. This is not ovarian estrogen. This is adrenal estrogen. So it has nothing to do with being male or female, which is why this imbalance can apply to male, female, spayed, neutered. It doesn't matter. But the adrenal gland makes estrogen. The more estrogen, the higher it gets, at some point it then starts to interfere with the ability of other hormones in the body to do their work properly. And Dr. Al, you call that it binds the other hormones. And I kind of think of that as the estrogen being this big hormone that runs through the body and it grabs the other hormones and kind of like grabs them and keeps them from working.
Yeah, and it creates some, I've got it all figured out now too.
Yeah?
In the medical world, what actually is happening, which is neat.
Oh, okay.
But we won't go into that right now.
All right. So it binds other hormones from working, particularly the thyroid hormones. And that's when Dr. Al refers to that T3, T4. Those are two thyroid hormones. Well, the thyroid, of course, regulates metabolism and all of that. So if the thyroid hormones aren't working, then the metabolism goes wacky, and then the antibodies start to deplete. And then how this manifests in a symptom or disease or illness level with the individual kind of depends on the individual. And it might be depending on what they're predisposed to, but that's wherein the title of the book comes from Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Epidemic, because it could be allergies, it could be cancer, it could be skin disease, it could be bladder, urinary tract infections, it could be inflammatory bowel or, you know, diarrhea type stuff, it could be gum and teeth issues, it could be seizures, it could be all kinds of things that are underlied by this imbalance. So now we've talked about this already on the show, dogs and humans tend also to have a food sensitivity or allergy problem, which can kind of override or goes along with this syndrome, so that you have to be careful about what you're feeding or eating if you're a human, or feeding to your dog friends, because food allergies can also trigger the physical manifestations of these diseases or illnesses. Is that correct, Dr. Al?
Right, exactly.
So that kind of describes what it is we're basically talking about. Then Dr. Al has created a blood test panel. We call it an EI1. That's for Endocrine Immune 1 blood test panel. And that's how you diagnose this imbalance. And the blood test tests total estrogen, cortisol, the thyroid hormones, T3, T4, and three antibodies, IgA, IgG, and IgM. And that's how we find out if the animal or human has the imbalance. And then how it's treated, the treatment is really pretty simple, but it's a little bit different. It's one way for humans, one way for a different, a little different for dogs, and then a little different for cats, and a little different for horses. So it depends on what kind of a suit you're in, depending on the medication. All right, let's. I'm looking at the clock. Well, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors at this point, and then as we continue, now that we've done the explanation of the imbalance, Dr. Al, we'll go to Norma's follow-up email, and then I think we'll be able to better answer to address that. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains all of their staff so they can easily answer your questions. Now, one of the great reasons to shop at Jones & Company is not only do they always have a ton of stuff on sale, but they have a preferred customer club. So you get a little, you know, card, and it records everything that you buy. And you buy a certain amount, then you get discounts. If you buy dry food for your dog, you buy so many bags, you get a bag free. Same thing with cats. And then if you buy canned food, you buy so many, you get free. So it is a great deal, and it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company. You'll find them on State Street in Marysville. By the way, go up to see Dr. Bill at Quilceta Veterinary Hospital. Jones & Company Pets is just a block away. You can call them at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817 at Jones & Company Pets. Their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Join Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m. right here on 1150 a.m. Brian Abker, Brian Bacon, Matt Zarter, and Gary Hill bring unique, entertaining, and thoughtful perspectives on Northwest sports and beyond. Visit sportstangle.com for more information. That's Sports Tangle every Monday night from 8 to 9 p.m.
This new year, give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, a strong immune system, and a healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Go to NuProSupplements.com for more information. That's NuProSupplements.com.
You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling in the third hour of this week's edition of Animal World. You can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Now, it is Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner. He's the author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic, the Breakthrough Endocrine Immune Balance Program. Also, the compendium of articles for humans on the same subject. We've been discussing today a PW Angel, who is a basset hound that belongs to Norma, who is the head of our Animal World family in England, across the pond, as we now call it. And
this is from 2 years ago, too, isn't it?
Well, yeah, she started with us a couple of years ago with her basset hound when it's having, you know, stomach and gut problems. And you and Sandy have kind of consulted on and off the air over there, and we were talking last hour about an eye infection and a
upset gut, yeah.
A tummy upset, and we were talking about foods and so forth. So, and blood tests. And the medication, you had said that it was important that somehow we get Angel on some cortisone and thyroid medication. Now, so here is the latest email from Norma. She says, Angel had a thyroid test and it came back normal.
Okay. They didn't do her estrogen, so she doesn't, they don't know if she can utilize it or not. And that's been part of my big syndrome here.
Yeah, yeah.
They have a thyroid problem, yet the thyroid hormones are perfectly fine. Say, well, we're perfectly fine. How do you know you can utilize them? Even if you do free thyroid, free T3, T4, the whole bit, it doesn't matter because of the receptor sites are bound. And that's what estrogen does. It we won't go into it. It causes a reverse T3 that binds this stuff. And there are a couple other things that happen, too. And this is all in the human literature. It is what it is.
Okay.
Does not occur. So anyway.
I think Sandy wants to chime in here.
I do. Thank you. Remember,
what were the levels, Sandy? Do you know?
I don't know. I don't remember. But I know that I still have that lab work from Angel. But I just wanted to interject that I had a basset hound, and at age 7, this was before I knew you. And I knew that
before
something...
you knew who? Me, Al,
no,
or Norma?
Before I knew Al. Before I knew
Alfred
Al.
Alfred E. Newman.
Okay.
Yes.
Before you knew Al. Okay.
Before I knew Al. I've known you almost the entire time I've lived here, Martha.
Well, I'm just clarifying.
Okay,
you know?
I know. Well, that's
so we
your
all
job.
Keep up
You're
with the conversation.
Good. So before I knew Al, I Melba Toast was not acting right, and I wanted them to check her thyroid. And her thyroid came back. She was overweight. She was always fatigued. Her thyroid came back. Right in the middle, 100%
normal.
Mm-hmm. And I just want our listeners to hear this because I was very fortunate that Dr. Dodds was the one that read it. She read the things that I had written, the symptoms that I was concerned about, and she suggested that we put Melba on 0.5 of Suboxone. Mm-hmm. And my vet just about fainted and said, oh, my God, we're going to throw her all out of whack. Mm-hmm. Her thyroid's going to be off the wall. Do you know that when we retested her, not only a few days after starting the thyroid, Melba started acting like a 7-year-old dog and playing and acting and not being fatigued, but her thyroid 8 weeks later was only a half up. So she really,
yeah,
her
so it
body,
didn't throw
it
anything
didn't throw
off.
Anything off. Her body was just thirsting and thriving for this thyroid medication.
Yeah, and this is what, Dr. Al, you often describe this as not trusting empirical values.
Right.
And what Dr. Al means by empirical values, you mean the actual blood test results. Because it seems to be that when doctors do the blood tests and they test the hormones, like the T3 and T4 of thyroid or the free T3s and free T4s, they think that because the hormone registers, they assume it has to be working.
Right.
But
right.
That's not the case. Now, I can give you another example. When I rescued Annie Golden Retriever, I met her at 10 weeks. I decided to take her in at 12 weeks. As a Golden Retriever puppy, she was the most vicious Golden Retriever puppy I've ever met in my entire life. She had extreme and irrational fears and extreme and what I call flash aggression.
Rage, yeah.
Rage, correct. Now, I had never seen such a volatile combination of fear and aggression in one individual. And when I decided to rescue her and take her in myself, I was already thinking this was a few years before Al's last book, Pets at Risk, came out. And I was aware of Dr. Al's work, but I was only able to do the food part of it. I wasn't doing the testing for this imbalance yet. At any rate, I thought for sure Annie was hypothyroid. With the fear and the aggression that she was showing as a behavior therapist, it just told me she was hypothyroid. So as soon as she was mine, the first thing I did was have her thyroid tested. Guess what? Tested absolutely normal. So the vet said, No problem. So I was kind of like dead in the water as to what did I do. Well, I'm very good at what I do in terms of being a behavior therapist and trainer. I have specialized in kind of these Pleckner dogs for the last 20, 30 years. And so I'm real good at my behavior modification techniques and without balancing the imbalance. And so I trained the heck out of and behavior modified Annie, and I was able to control the behavior somewhat, but I was not able to eradicate it until Al's latest book came out, and that was probably what, like 6 years ago now. And then once Al and I connected on this, I realized that Annie most likely had this imbalance and that her thyroid hormones were bound. They were there, but they weren't able to work because of the high estrogen. And of course, when we tested her, she tested classically imbalanced, put her on the Medrol and the thyroid, and boom, all of a sudden that fear gone. All of a sudden the aggression gone. It makes a huge difference. But the bottom line, Norma, is just because Angel's thyroid test was normal doesn't mean that the hormones are working. So now, I also, in Annie's case, we learned she also had food sensitivities, and she is allergic to lamb. And even if her hormones are balanced and she's on her medication, if she eats lamb for too long, it will trigger that flash aggression. So that's another part of it as well. All right, so the rest of Norma's email. So we've answered the fact that she's had a thyroid test, but it tested normal. Doesn't mean anything, unfortunately. Angel gets nothing except chicken, potatoes, probiotic yogurt, probiotic drinks, cottage cheese and pasta, and no treats whatsoever. Angel can't have anything with acidic acid in it. She is allergic to vinegar. Sorry, it's quick, just an outline. So I don't know if you can respond to any of that food stuff that she's talking about, Dr. Al.
Well, I think, first of all, what I would do, you know, right off the bat is I'd stop the pasta.
Oh, stop the pasta?
Yeah, okay. Because she could have a gluten enteropathy. You know, she could be allergic to wheat, what have you.
Ah.
If that's what it is. And as far as the probiotics and everything, all these supplements, everything is guilty till proven innocent.
Oh,
and so what
okay.
You should do is go back to the chicken and what, potatoes?
Chicken and potatoes.
Yeah, and do that only right now. No yogurt, nothing.
Okay, eliminate everything. The chicken and potatoes.
Right, and do that
for
7 days.
What about the cottage cheese?
The cottage cheese usually is okay. It's usually hypoallergenic, so she could do that. Do the chicken, potatoes
and cottage cheese. And then eliminate the yogurt, the probiotics, and
forget all that right now.
And the pasta.
Yeah, do it for 7 days and then see how Angel's doing. Now,
see if her eye and her gut is better.
Yeah, and if it is better, then what you do is you want to use the probiotic. Use it every single day for 7 days and add it to the mix.
And see if the
eye comes back, yeah. You've got a gut problem, no more. And the thing is, it can be the greatest supplements in the world. However, patients can be allergic to that, and you've got to find out. So you do an add back. Right now, the thing that sounds like it's anywhere from the yogurt probably to the pasta may be the problem. But see if that makes a difference. But that's what I would do. And that's what elimination diets are doing. Everything's guilty until proven innocent. I don't care how healthy it is. I don't care what it is. Any patient can react to any.
Yeah, I'm constantly telling my clients it can be the best quality of that particular ingredient on the planet. But if you're allergic to it,
it
doesn't mean it's bad. But they could be allergic to it. Okay,
exactly.
So looking at this list of what Angel's eating, Norma, Dr. Al is saying, first stop that pasta for a week and see what happens, or the next step, or you can just start with this. You feed only the chicken, potatoes, and cottage cheese for 7 days. See what happens to her eye and her tummy, and if they start to clear up, then you want to add one of these things back at a time, a little bit every day for 7 days, and see what happens with the eye and the gut. If they start to get bad again, then you know that particular ingredient she's allergic to, so you have to eliminate that. But he's thinking the most likely culprit is the pasta.
And, you know, it may not be, but, you know, it's
right.
Kind of interesting over the years. I mean, oft times, it seems like the the white potatoes seem to be okay. The pastas and rices and things, a lot of the animals have been exposed to and are allergic to.
Yeah, well, now, and
I don't know, though. You know, you really don't know, Martha.
It reminds me of a case that I saw recently I want to ask you about. And but at this point, we're up against the clock, so let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then as we continue, I want to go a little more food, and then we've got to get to this vaccine business. So, oh, and phone lines are open. If you're going to call in, you've got to do it within the next 15 minutes. Or if you need to, if you're going to send us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, do it within the next 15 minutes. And if you want a copy of Ann Martin's book, Food Pets Die For, give us a call now, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5569. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
What is the Canada way? Pet foods that deliver superior quality in every bag and can, with no corn, wheat, soy, grain fractions, fillers, or byproducts, and naturally preserved. Canada's All Life Stages grain-free formula provides 80% meat protein with human-grade chicken, turkey, lamb, and fish, 20% vegetables and fruit, and 0 grains for wholesome nutrition and increased energy levels. Superior palatability, digestibility, and nutritional benefits. Discover why dogs love Canada. Available at a pet food retailer near you. Go to Canada.com for more information.
Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis is moving to a new time. Starting next Wednesday, October 7th, Robin Alexis will be live at noon taking your questions. Metaphysical Mother and Divine Channel Robin Alexis helps countless people from around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Wednesday at noon and hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Thursdays at 8 p.m. and Sundays at noon, right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Darla Ruers wanted to be a veterinarian since the age of 5. Always an empath, natural healer, and visionary artist, Darla wanted to give a voice to the animals and be their advocate on the most gentle, heart-centered, true-feeling way. Her interest in shamanism, plant medicines, and diverse healing forms led her to open the Ancient Arts Healing Arts Center for Pets and People located in Fremont. There is a very tangible link between the symptoms we see in animals and the people they live with, and Dr. Ruers treats the animals, helping their caretakers bring awareness to their part in the wellness. Darla teaches Qigong and art meditation to the humans to help them help their pets. A licensed veterinarian in Washington, Dr. Ruers has been certified in veterinary acupuncture and has practiced alternative therapies on domestic and exotic species since 2002. She has been doing house calls and office visits in the greater Puget Sound area since 2005. For more information, go to ancientartsvet.com or call 206-547-1025. That's 206-547-1025.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? The choice is clear. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all. It's Martha Norwalk. I want to say thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. Hope you'll do it every Sunday morning. We're here 9 a.m. to noon right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We are finishing up this week's edition of Animal World, and it is Vet Sunday. Dr. Al Pluckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Dr. Al, we've been talking about this endocrine immune imbalance, the Pluckner syndrome, as we call, and how food often is a culprit, especially with dogs and humans. We were talking about Norman or Basset Hound. It reminded me of a case I wanted to ask you about. I saw recently for some behavior issues, but this dog, an older Bichon Frise that was a rescue, these folks had rescued this dog, and it had horrible, horrible skin stuff. You know, I mean, scratching and itching and no hair, and it was a horrible, horrible condition. Well, they, over the years of having this dog and working with it, the long and the short of it, they had figured out that food had a lot to do with it. And they had this dog on a sort of a vegetarian diet. The only thing they'd found that they could feed this dog and not have all the itchy skin problems was a vegetarian mix that they got at their pet store. But this mix was intended, it was like a dehydrated form of, you know, vegetables and stuff.
Right.
And it was intended for them, for the purchaser then to buy fresh meat and add cooked or raw meat to this vegetarian-based stuff.
Right.
Only this dog, they had found over the years, this dog couldn't, any type of meat they gave this dog would cause the itching and the chewing to start again. So
right.
All they were feeding was this basic vegetarian formula to the dog. Well, when I saw them, this dog was having some serious behavior issues that I felt related to a lack of and some physical things going on. The dog wasn't getting enough protein because the vegetarian formula they were feeding was designed to have meat added to it.
Right. Okay,
so, yeah, so in talking to them and doing the session, I thought, well, you know, Dr. Al does this elimination diet of boiled white potatoes and cottage cheese is usually okay, so why don't you try adding in some cottage cheese, because if the dog tolerates that, then he'd get...
Right.
Anyway, the bottom line was the cottage cheese started the chewing and the biting again.
Okay, so allergic to cheese. Okay.
Yeah. So what else? Is there anything else that they could try with? A vegetarian diet.
What they've got to realize is that the dog has an IgA imbalance. The dog has the mechanism problem.
Right.
And the estrogens are up, and that's where the behavioral stuff is coming from. And the point of it is, they will get to a point where there's no food.
That may be where they're at. Because I was wondering.
They need to do the EI1, get this thing corrected, and then go from there.
Yes, and that's, of course, where I'm trying to direct them. But I'm thinking about, you know, people that can't do this or whatever. And if there's help. But I know that you designed some of the first vegetarian diets for dogs,
right,
you know, back in the 70s or 80s.
But, you know, at that time, one of the hang-ups, and it worked great. But I use soy.
Right.
That's
my question.
What I realize is that that's high in estrogen. And I've got some articles on my web that we may go into the book that looks at foods that have high estrogen and also foods that have estrogen inhibitors. So the point of it is at this point in time, the dog's imbalance has got to be taken care of because it may get to a point where some of those vegetables are going to cause problems too, like broccoli,
wow,
like beans, like pinto beans, like cauliflower. There are a number of things there that can really cause some problems.
So fooling around with the food is only a temporary reprieve.
Yeah, the food is trying to treat the medical effect, and it's only going to last so long. Because you get more and more and more problems with it. You've got to go to the cause. And from at least my work and research, every animal that has the imbalance with IgA has a food sensitivity, if not, you know, other things like behavioral problems, epilepsy, chronic disease, the whole thing. And that's what it's really come down to. These are inbred little guys that, unfortunately, Mother Nature does not want to live. And when the gene pool comes too close or toxins happen, other things happen, they acquire it, you get into this syndrome, you know, and now they're calling it Plechner syndrome. I don't care what they call it, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
But they've got to check on it, and they've got to do it. Otherwise, the dog will reach a point where there's nothing on earth the poor little guy can eat without causing problems, including veggies, period.
So you think that they can become allergic to vegetables as well?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Okay, because that's what concerns me is that sometimes, you know, they're not tolerating the meat proteins, so you want to go to a vegetarian diet, but vegetarian diets pretty much use soy to get the protein in there, and soy, like, is a food that's very high in estrogen.
However, what you can do then, and what I have been looking at with environmental inputs with food with high estrogen, if you kind of, and this dog is obviously estrogen, I call it prominent, you know, ready to jump into dominance where he probably is.
Uh-huh.
What you can do, though, is with the medication, you can cut down the adrenal estrogen by doing the two hormones, and at that point, they can then take a certain amount of exogenous from out of the body food estrogens. So again, we're looking at that balance between active cortisol and estrogen. Now, wherever the estrogen is coming from, whether it's from in people with birth control, what, you know, pill, whether it's coming from soybeans, whether it's coming from phytoestrogens, which are plastic, so on and so forth, all of that input or water or what have you, that's all good and fine, but your body can only tolerate, and their body can only tolerate a certain amount in this imbalance. So what you then do is you may have to kick up the cortisol a little bit to shut the pituitary down, to drop the adrenal estrogen, so the body will, in fact, take this extra estrogen in without it causing an imbalance in the immune system. And this is kind of what we're going to have to look at environmentally, food-wise, the whole thing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yep, yep. Now, I want to switch boats here so we can discuss this vaccine thing before we run out of time today. Now, prior to us featuring you here on Animal World and the Pets at Risk book coming out about 6 years or so ago, we realized that our animals were over-vaccinated and we had a lot of allergies to vaccines and so forth, but we were really kind of being convinced that vaccines in and of themselves were not good.
I know that.
And really looking at not vaccinating. But then when your book came out, you added a whole nother light to it, and because you don't believe that vaccines are bad. And you think that this endocrine immune imbalance is what is responsible for if they're used
correctly.
Yeah. So would you explain a little bit why do animals have allergic reactions to vaccines?
Well, absolutely. I think many of them have the imbalance that I've reported upon.
Uh-huh.
And so the vaccine then is an overdose. And I think what's happening too is that the manufacturers say, hey, you give a whole cc of this vaccine to a 2-pound Chihuahua, and you give it to a 200-pound St. Bernard. Absolutely wrong. It's foreign material coming in. That's where a lot of this comes from. It can be a forced allergic reaction by giving too much vaccine. And basically, what we're finding, or what I found is, and what's being reported is, that the vaccines, you need to modify the amount you're giving to your kitten, to your puppy, and go ahead and vaccinate them very carefully, which is fine. And then thereafter, you can check antibody, protective antibody levels called titers. And what is now being published on is probably a lot of the vaccines will last 3 to 5 to 10 to 12 years.
Right. So you don't need to be vaccinated.
Is, yeah,
revaccinating every year.
Yeah, exactly. And so you can do a protective titer because now they'll say, well, vaccinate your cat or whatever every 3-4 years. Well, that's all good and fine, but I'll tell you what, you better make sure that cat or dog is protected. And the only way you can do that is by checking a titer, a blood level of protective antibody.
That tells you if the vaccine worked.
Exactly. And
now, so
you know,
you're saying one problem is the amount of vaccine that's given.
Absolutely.
And that I always wondered about that. In the 20 years I worked in veterinary medicine, when, you know, folks, when you take your dog or your cat into the vet to be vaccinated, you know, there's a little vials of liquid, and the vets mix up that vaccine and pull it out into a syringe. And every dose of vaccine is the same amount. Like Dr. Al says, it's about 1 cc of liquid. Well, that same amount is given to, like you said, what, a 5-pound Chihuahua or a 150-pound Great Dane.
Yeah, which is absolutely wrong. And then when you give like 3, you go, well, it's going to be convenient for me to take my dog in or cat. We're going to do, say, distemper, parvo combination. We're going to do
like DHLPP, a whole bunch of different diseases in one vaccine.
And rabies, and like I try to teach the people where I am right now is that, hey, you're looking at a foreign body input, period, with the vaccines. So in essence, if you give a cc of each to any animal, that's 3 cc's of foreign material. you are really looking for problems.
And so this doesn't just
apply
to different breeds of dogs, small breeds versus large breeds. You're saying this applies to puppies as opposed to adults. So you would give a smaller volume of the vaccine to the puppy as opposed to the dog when it's an adult. Now what about you mentioned also kittens, so you think kittens and cats, you think you should give a smaller amount of vaccine to a kitten that you would to a cat? Because I'm asking these questions because I know all my animals at this point are all older models, and in the next couple of years, I'm going to be starting whole new animal families. I'm going to be getting new kittens and puppy and all of that. So I'm going to have to decide what I'm doing on vaccines. And I think the first thing, I know I'm going to vaccinate. I'm just not quite sure at what intervals and how and all of that. But it sounds very important. Like I'm going to have to talk to Dr. Bill about not giving my kittens a full dose.
Exactly. And then the point of it is, when do you start? I mean, often you see these cats and puppies, kittens and puppies that are vaccinated like at 5-6 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, the point of it is there's maternal antibody there until 8 weeks.
Right.
So the vaccine is killed. So the smart thing is be safe, keep them away from everybody, begin the vaccine at 8 weeks. And the manufacturers now say to get this huge response, they call it synergistic response, you vaccinate monthly. So you do it at 8 weeks, or if they're over 8 weeks, 12 weeks, at 12 weeks, and then at 16 weeks. And then you need to look at the number of vaccines you're giving and the amount you're giving. And the hospital that I've been working at had a tremendous number of allergic reactions, and I've been able to get them to cut the amount way down.
Oh, the amount they're giving, the amount of vaccine.
Yeah, now
and
we're
that's cut
allergic
down.
Reactions.
All right. We're going to take a time out here, take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour. And then when we come back, we're going to talk about this canine influenza stuff and this new vaccine. I'm going to read you the press release I got and get Dr. Al's take on that because I have a big question I'm concerned about. So stay with us. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, since 1978, Puget Sound area animal owners have been able to depend on Jones & Company Pets for all of their animal care needs. At Jones & Company, their spacious store allows room for everything you need for your animal companions. You can find foods, accessories, fish supplies, supplements, cleaning products, and a whole lot more. The store within a store concept makes it easy to find the right products for your dog, cat, fish, bird, or exotic animal friend. And Jones & Company rigorously trains their staff so they can easily answer all of your questions. Now, it's always worth a trip to Jones & Company Pets up in Marysville because they've always got such great sales going on. Be sure you join their preferred customer cards because you get free food, discounts, and all of that good stuff. You'll find Jones & Company on State Street in Marysville, just up the road from Quilcita and Dr. Bill. You can call them at 360-658-7817. That's 360-658-7817. At Jones & Company Pets, their goal is happy, satisfied customers enjoying happy and healthy pets.
Robin Alexis has channeled a new energy portal called the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal. You can check out the information about this new energy portal on her website, robinalexis.com. Click on the large button on the right side of the website that says, "Are you guided by your higher self?" Click here to visit the sacred Reiki Healing Energy Portal. Your experience here will mend your soul's heart and recalibrate your senses to the divine. In addition to receiving access to the Mary Magdalene Reiki Healing Energy Portal, your subscription will include a copy of the ebook Robin Song. Access to the special priority forum for subscribers only to read and to post into, and access to the special calendar for subscribers only to learn about special meditation events that will only be for those who have subscribed. For more in-depth information, check out the Mary Magdalene Reiki Energy Portal on Robin's website, robinalexis.com. It's Robin's hope that future generations will continue to bathe in the light of this sacred Reiki healing energy portal.
Tell your friends, the place to be is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, Martha Norwalk, and let you know we're winding down this week's edition of Animal World, but you can find us here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's the end of Vet Sunday with Dr. Al Pleckner, author of Pets at Risk, From Allergies to Cancer, Remedies for an Unsuspected Epidemic. Dr. Al, we've been just talking about vaccines.
Right.
Now, I think last month we had a bit of a discussion about the canine influenza or dog flu. Because
right.
I think you said, didn't you say that you're seeing a lot of dog flu down where you are in California?
Yeah, I have for a long time. I've seen dog and cat flu for a long time. And they usually follow the owners probably a week after. And there's definitely no transmission between the owners and their animals. But I've seen this for a number of years. And the veterinarian said, oh, no, we don't see flu. Yeah, you do. Give me a break. We see it. It's pretty typical, the whole thing. And we've been in a pretty good epidemic for the past 3 months here.
Really? All right. Well, now, let me read you this press release, and then I'm going to tell you, ask you my question, my concern here. This is out of New York. It says, you may need to add one more family member to the annual flu shot list this fall. A new vaccine is out for the highly contagious canine influenza virus, also known as CIV. It's a new vaccine. The indications are that it is effective in reducing the symptoms of influenza in dogs, and so we're hopeful we'll see some good results, according to this veterinarian who works at the Animal Health Care Center on the Upper East Side of New York. He says older dogs, dogs who are immunosuppressed, and high-risk dogs should be at the top of the list to fight the virus. We've had problems with it in the past years with outbreaks of influenza, respiratory disease at dog parks, dog runs, and kennels. The first recognized outbreak of the disease happened in 2004 in Florida at a dog track. Since then, the American Veterinary Medical Association documented CIV in 30 states. It's most prevalent in New York, Florida, Colorado, and Pennsylvania. That's why kennels in some parts of the country are requiring the vaccines before accepting reservations. CIV is rarely deadly. The Center for Disease Control says, unlike swine flu, humans cannot get this virus from dogs. Symptoms include nasal discharge, cough, and low-grade fever. Most dogs recover in several weeks, but secondary complications in more severely infected dogs can lead to pneumonia and possible death. The incubation period is 2 to 4 days, and pets that look healthy can still spread the germs. The two flu shots cost about $20 each, and they're given 2 to 4 weeks apart to dogs 6 weeks and older. Now, my first concern is, since this is a brand new vaccine, do we have to have any concerns about that?
Well, yeah, I think I would off the bat. I think, one, I'd look at the disease, which for the most part they get muscle pain, aching. It can be a digestive tract upset. It can be respiratory. It usually goes 3 to 5 days with antibiotic therapy and something to control gut motility. It's perfectly fine. And the point of it is, if it's going to adversely affect immunodeficient animals, they in fact can't make antibodies to the virus. The vaccine.
That's my second question.
Yeah. So what's the point of doing that?
Yeah. Well,
and
this
then it's about as effective as the human. If you take it every year, I made the mistake of taking the vaccine for the what was it? The
human flu.
Yeah. The Hong Kong. The thing that came
avian.
Across.
The bird flu.
Yeah. No. I took it before that. That came from horses and then. They call it the Asian flu.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the vaccine almost killed me.
Wow.
And the point of it is so what
do
they
you
don't
get,
realize
do,
too
do you
from
get,
vaccines.
Do you kidding? Get flu shots, Dr. Al?
No, absolutely not. Because
okay, neither do
what
I.
What happens is the flu virus is very, very fragile. And so the reason they give them every year is because it's not the same vaccine. It's usually a different vaccine because with your ultraviolet light, with the environment, the whole bit, those viruses tend to change.
Okay, now, my concern here, because this vet from New York is saying older dogs, dogs who are immunosuppressed and high-risk dogs, should be at the top of the list to get this vaccine. But aren't they the ones that might be most adversely affected, right?
Well, absolutely, and they're not going to make antibodies if they are immune-suppressed. Good luck. I mean, they are not going to...
It's not going to help them anyway, and it may, in fact, hurt them.
And it could really hurt them. And the thing is to begin from 6 weeks on, like we've talked about. You know, we've got maternal antibody there. That's garbage. I'm sorry. Shouldn't say that. I mean, in their experience...
Well, we say, in your opinion, that's garbage.
Yeah, okay, yeah. In fact, it's working for them, they basically should go ahead and use it. But I'll tell you what, a lot of the flu epidemics that I think I've seen come from a change in the environment. For example, like a change of 30 to 35 degrees in weather. We see animals break that have had no exposure. People also. You see people that basically can eat a bad meal and wake up in the morning with a sore throat and a runny nose. Where does that come from? They didn't catch it. They got it from the food.
Yeah, but don't know they got it. Yeah, that's the problem. We don't know that.
The point of it is if they're, you know, if they're immune deficient as they get older, hey, big trouble. You better look at their hormones and their antibodies and get them going. Otherwise, the vaccine is worthless. You might as well squirt it in the ear. It's like giving a feline leukemia, a cat that's got my imbalance and can't make antibodies, giving them a feline leukemia shot. They can't make antibodies.
They can't respond to it. Yeah,
and those that don't have the imbalance, the vaccine is, I don't know, unless it cuts down on the amount of natural.
Okay, so the bottom line is that there's this new canine influenza vaccine available. You could make a lot of money promoting this. Are you going to give this canine influenza vaccine to any of your patients?
No.
Okay.
I can treat them without the vaccine nicely.
You know, and that's what I would say. Every holistic veterinarian I've ever interviewed and posed this question to on the air has always said, you know, I would rather treat the disease and the symptoms of the disease than the potential problems of giving the vaccine.
Exactly. And then, you know, it's interesting. I talked to the gentleman who I've known for many, many years, Dr. Carvel Tinkert.
Oh, yeah, the president of the American Holistic Veterinary Association. We've had him on the show.
I was looking at NOSOTS.
Oh, yeah, that's the homeopathic version of vaccines.
Exactly, and I asked Carvel, hey, what does NOSOTS mean? He said, it doesn't mean anything. There are no initials for anything. What it is it's a homeopathic that's made out of diseased tissue and probably put in alcohol to take. And I've talked to some of the Rich Palmquist, who's their scientific editor, the whole bit, real great guy and a good guy. And he's telling me that NOSOTS don't work. I didn't think they did because in my earlier years, I had some people that went to NOSOTS instead of the vaccines, and many of the dogs died from vaccinatable diseases.
All right, well, we are going to have to continue this discussion next month because we are flat out of time. But, Dr. Al, I want to thank you for another great Vet Sunday. I want to let you folks know, if you want to know more about the Pluckner Syndrome or order the books, go to Dr. Al's website, www.drpluckner, that's PLECHNER.com. Check out these other websites, healthypetnetwork.org, and look for Dr. Al's blog on healthypetnetwork.net. Dr. Al, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you again. Geez, I can't believe it, the first Sunday of November. Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
All right.
Thank you for having me on, and say hello to Gary and Sandy for me.
All right. Well, say goodbye to them. How about that? All right. And you
there
just
you
did.
Go.
So anyway, you take care, Dr. Al. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay, thanks,
Mark. Bye-bye. All right. Now, next week, woohoo, two of our absolute Favorite guests, Helen and Bill Thayer, are in the house. You know, Helen is the woman that at 50 years old was the first only woman ever to walk solo to the North Pole. She celebrated, I think, her 65th birthday by herself at the South Pole with a frozen cupcake and candle. The work that they're doing for kids and for animals and the environment is incredible. We'll find out what they've been up to since our last visit and all about the preps for their new big adventure. So be sure and be here. Gary, thank you so much. Sandy, thank you so much. Let's see, stay tuned after Animal World for an encore presentation of my other favorite show. That would be Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis. And as always, let me remind you, animals have feelings too. So treat your animal friends better than family. And please always be kind to, open your hearts, share your love with all living things. And we'll talk to you again next week.